Welcome to the 614 podcast, Rescuing Churches. My son, Joshua Givens, and myself are here to entertain and encourage you in your walk with the Lord, really to help you just hang in there and do some good things for your local church. Great topic today. We're going to be talking about Facebook and MySpace, those kind of things. MySpace is one of my favorite.
You don't even know what MySpace is, do you?
I probably don't know. But it's probably a good one to have. So anybody that's on MySpace.
Is MySpace even still around?
I still have my Juno email account. So
that's terrifyingly scary.
I do. It's awesome. First account I ever had and still have it. So
that's terrifying.
Don't use it for anything valuable anymore because you never know when it's going to go away.
Hello and welcome to Rescuing Churches with Stan and Josh Givens. This is the official podcast of 614 Ministries, where we exist to renew vision and restore hope at struggling churches across the country. With over 80% of churches in decline and 1,500 pastors a month battling depression, we strive to equip members and encourage ministers to pursue new directions of stability and growth.
Joshua, you've written another great blog that helps people learn how to use social media better. And I've learned several things from your blogs. Like a few months ago, you wrote one about why pastors should care about social media. And I'll just let you know, now I care. So I finally care. And that's really good. I've also learned that you like the word epic, because the podcast before this one, blog before this one was Three Epic Blunders.
Oh, did it have epic in it?
Wow. Yep. And now you've got your Facebook needs an epic cover photo.
Oh.
So apparently epic is very important in the social media world.
It is.
Epics.
It's a big word.
Got to have some epic things.
I didn't even notice that.
And we're talking about the Facebook, specifically a Facebook cover photo. Who would have thought churches need to know that Facebook has a cover photo and then that it's really important. But after reading your article, I think we should tell people why it's important and what we need to do with that. So just bring us in for a minute and tell us why it is important. Why is it important to have a Facebook cover photo?
Well,
and you're talking about that little stripe at the top.
Yeah, if you want to call it a stripe.
Yeah,
it's just, I don't think I've ever
an old man term.
I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe it that way, but it works. Specifically, if you're a pastor or work in any other aspect of the ministries at your church, you probably couldn't care less about any of what we're talking about. If you're a communications junkie at your church, or you're one of the tech guys and you're handling the digital and social media at your church, then you're going to care. This is actually a really important way for your church's Facebook page to kind of have some pop and some pizzazz for you to be able to promote different things. It could be anything from your pastor's current sermon series to announcements to stuff like that.
Yeah, if you have an event coming up, like a fish at some outreach event or
all
some
that
fun
stuff.
Day in the park or whatever.
Yeah. And most of your congregation is probably in terms of social media, most of them are probably hanging out on Facebook. That's where the vast majority and they're going to be. It's Facebook's not quite like Instagram, where practically everything revolves around pictures and videos, but Facebook does still revolve around.
Do you think there's probably an age bracket in that where the older church people are hanging out on Facebook, younger church people not interested in as much in Facebook as they are on Instagram?
There's some of that there, but there's still a lot of young people and millennials on Facebook as well.
Right.
When you really crunch the numbers. And that's because most folks, especially, you know, your younger people, Instagram is just one of those things that, and our church is on Instagram. I'm on Instagram and I like it. And it's just, it's really quick. It's really, you know, it's just videos and pictures. You can put captions with it, but I mean, that's about it. And lots of hashtags. Yeah,
it's the comic book of today.
Right.
There's no words I have to read. I can just look at the pictures and know the storyline.
Right. That's pretty much it.
Wonderful. But you listed three. Your Facebook can still be viewed regularly by three groups of people. Why don't you go over that real quick? Because even though Facebook may be a glance for some people and then they're gone, like if they like your page, they may not come back to it every day. But you listed three groups of people that will be viewing your page regularly. Just touch on those.
Yeah. So there was an interesting study that was done. And I mean, there's a lot of research that goes with all this, and I won't take the time to dig into all of
it. You can drop it in the notes.
Yeah. It's all in the blog post, and there's links there for you. But there's been some great studies done about how the percentages of people that will actually come back to your page after they've clicked the like button or the follow button. And it's not what you think it is.
It's not as good as you'd like.
Yeah, it's not. So
it's disappointing.
And the reality of that is once they click like, they expect to see your stuff. If you're a good Facebook page administrator, they expect to see your stuff in their newsfeed. That's why they don't go back to your page. They expect to see your post on a regular basis. So, but the people that will be viewing your church Facebook page regularly, whether you post or not, hopefully you are posting. That's the whole point and the whole idea. Mm-hmm. Are going to be your current church members, because they're going to be needing information about things like events or announcements. You know, they're going to be those folks that are getting on there and going to be, you know, hey, I can't remember what time so and so small group is, but I know it's on the Facebook events tab. Mm-hmm. So let me go pull up, you know, the church page real quick and look. Then you're going to have your potential visitors. These are people that or, you know, maybe using Facebook as a search engine to try to find churches in their area. That's real common. You know, a lot of people don't think about that. They don't think about Facebook as a search engine, but it's, you know, it is used that way. So, and then lastly is people who found your church's website and then clicked on your Facebook social media icon and landed on your page that way. So,
all right. So just technically, let me grab this question. If I like your church page, if you have a church page and I like it off of my personal profile,
right?
I got that right.
I'm so proud
of
you.
I like it off my personal profile.
Yeah, I have no idea how proud
and
I am.
I like your page.
Yes.
Does that mean it's going to show up in my newsfeed now? If you post something on your page for the church.
But it helps if you also click the follow option, and there's an option for, it's called like see first in newsfeed or something that.
Okay,
it's real close to see. I think the phraseology is see first in newsfeed.
Liking it helps, but following it's better.
Both. You have to do both.
Okay,
and when you click the option, there's a little drop down arrow on the like button, and if you'll click the option that says see first in newsfeed, which I've actually done myself, even though I'm the administrator of three pages, if you'll click see first in newsfeed. Mm-hmm. Every single time you log into Facebook, will see the posts from that page, the most recent post from that page, every time you log in.
Yeah, I learned a lot. So you're giving some reasons that you need to take care of this banner at the top, this picture at the top.
Yes.
And the first thing you say, it's the first thing they notice, make it count. Then you give this incredible statistics of how many photos have been uploaded. So share some of that with us.
Yeah, there was a study done, and the study's a little bit dated, but it's not so dated that I think it's irrelevant.
Ridiculously high.
Yeah, because the studies that have been done with follow-ups are actually even more mind-blowing. This one was done by the 3M Corporation back around late 2013, early 2014. And according to their research, human beings actually process visual content 60,000 times faster than text. And if that's not enough to just like
blow your mind,
freak you out.
Mind blown.
Over 250 billion photos have been uploaded to Facebook. 250 billion, over 250 billion. Which equates to roughly 350 million photos per day. Every single day.
350 million.
Over 350 million photos are being uploaded on a regular daily basis to Facebook.
That's a lot. And you want me to make sure I got the header right.
Yes, correct? Just the header.
Okay. Get the header right. Don't worry about the 350 million. Get the header right.
And so here's why I'm giving you those statistics, right, though. Every church communicator that's out there, I want you to hear me clearly. Here's why you need to realize the amount of photos that are actually on Facebook. I mean, just you can't even fathom 350 million photos.
Doesn't compute.
That header section on your page is your first and possibly your only chance to send a visual message to a visitor.
It can be gone in a blink.
Yeah. And when they leave your page, whether they were there for 5 seconds or 5 hours on your page, that's their visual takeaway.
Right.
That may be the only visual takeaway, unless you put up some great video or graphic in a post. That may be the only visual you got to convey right there.
Yeah. So you got to have some professionalism involved.
So what's
in that
it going to be? What does it make them want to come back? Does it make them, you know, remember your page?
Right. Right. And get some quality going in that.
Exactly.
And you can check in with us if you need to email us. Josh can give you some tips on that. I'm telling you, if you're a pastor, a senior citizen pastor like myself, trying to figure all this out, and you don't have a guy like Josh in your corner helping you, reach out to us and we'll give you some pointers and help you. Josh has done that with several churches, recently. He's helped several churches. So, number two, you say it's a chance to showcase your church's unique atmosphere. So
yeah, this
the unique atmosphere may not be how badly Miss Susie dresses every Sunday.
So yeah, let's not showcase that,
right,
please.
right.
Yeah. Yes. For the love of all that is holy, and for Miss Susie's sake, let's not showcase that. She'll probably appreciate that.
You give some good examples here, so talk us through that.
Yeah, the average seeker, and I use that term. We throw that term around a lot. The average seeker, church seeker, or even really a longtime believer, maybe, who's just looking for another church home at some point because they may have changed jobs and moved to a new city. Right. They can move halfway across the country for all you know.
It's new to you, guest. That's who we're talking about.
They often have one question in mind before they make an actual in-person visit to your physical building. And that is, what am I getting myself into? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other questions, sub-questions, I would call them, that are wrapped up within that question. But you can help to alleviate some of that by utilizing your social media and specifically by utilizing your Facebook page's cover photo. You can alleviate some of that apprehension. If you'll do like if you've got these days, I remember when it used to be, you've got to have somebody in your church that's really good at photography. And, not to bash people that are really good at photography, because I love having people that are great at photography.
Sure.
Amen to that. But if you've just got a great smartphone that will take really solid, clear HD pictures, you can take a really good snapshot of something like a community outreach event that your church did, or even some worship in your church, if you've got some great worship going on, or the band, the praise band on stage or something like that, and give a little preview of kind of the overall ambiance and vibe of your church. One example would be, like I just said a minute ago, a high definition action photo of a worship service, your band and singers, an action shot that highlights your church in the local community. You could have like a picture of one of your small groups along with your church's slogan, like for our church, light for the coast. Maybe you could have like one of your Bible studies or something like that. Those things could be in the header photo rotation. You can actually on Facebook make your cover photo more than one. Mm-hmm. You can drop more than one in there. So those kinds of things help people to see what your church is like and the kind of people that are there, and that gives them a little bit of, hey, I might not be terrified to show up there in person.
That's good. That's good. Now, you give some examples in your blog, and so I'm going to encourage everybody to look at your blog. Go to the link below this podcast and look at the blog, because
I took a few screenshots.
Red Rock Church and Life Church and some other ones, and you give examples so you can see some of that. And then I think even Northside got a little mention in there.
Yeah, I gave a little shout out to our church in there,
Dayspring. So big churches and little churches all included in that. Number three, you also say that you can use it to promote sermon series and upcoming events. And I know you did a great job with that for me.
And so. I will back up real quick and just throw this note out there real fast. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do, in most cases.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
In most cases, I just want to make a little note of this for people that are listening, because I've kind of had this talk with a few guys in my church comms group on Facebook and in other places. You don't necessarily want to showcase your building in your cover photo slot, as tempting as it might be, unless you plan on doing it with like a really nice, high quality, well produced aerial video or something like that. Now, there's some great huge churches out there that have done that. And if you want to see an example of something like that, Brentwood Baptist up in Tennessee, they have a killer one.
Mm-hmm.
Of, you know, like they've got helicopter footage, yeah, or whatever, you know, yeah, the drone footage thing happening.
Drone, yeah.
I mean, it's awesome and it looks good.
Yeah.
Because your cover Facebook allows your header photo to also be video. So you can put mm-hmm. videography mm-hmm. up there as well. There's a lot of churches that do videography of their worship services and mm-hmm. Stuff like that. And they have a little loop up there that plays. So right, it doesn't just have to be a still graphic.
Right.
But in most cases, don't put your physical building there, especially if your physical building is not much to look at.
Right. It's just a simple church. Yeah. Try to find something that's a little more defining of your atmosphere.
Yes.
Something a little more defining of your,
because
of the character of your church.
Because most seekers are not, that they're not interested in what your building looks like. If your building is really, really nice and fancy, or if it's very humble and simple, they just want to know what your church is like, which is you.
Yeah.
That's,
and for those
that's your with, people.
For those of us with humble and simple churches, let
yes.
me tell you that there's a trend in the upcoming generation to go back to humble, simple,
exactly.
traditional styles,
which
stained
is
glass windows, pews,
which is good.
Yeah. Traditional style church model. So
exactly.
those of us that have hung on to our orange shag carpet for all these years, it's coming back. It's coming back. It's awesome. So, but you do say number three, you can use the Facebook header to help promote sermon series. You do that a lot for me. Very grateful for how you do that. So tell everybody how that works.
Yeah. You can, this is one of those, you know, things that it's probably one of the most common uses of the Facebook cover photo for church pages. I actually just finished doing, two or three of these for a pastor that 614 is working with. And, even though you should really primarily use your events tab to promote your church's schedule, it's fine to advertise that kind of stuff in your cover photo slot. You know, like if you've got a notable Christian author or speaker or singer, who might be making an appearance at your church, you would definitely want to designate, you know,
the header space for that.
The header space for that.
Short time.
And, yeah. And design some kind of really nice looking graphic to display prominently with their photo up at the top. But cover photos are also a great place for promoting the sermon graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's really the most common usage, but don't underestimate it for that. Even though everybody else is doing it, it's still one of those good things that should be up there, because it's a way for your core church family, when they point a friend that they might be inviting to church mm-hmm. to your church's Facebook page, to say, hey, this is what we're in right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're you know, churched or unchurched friend is going to be coming on Sunday, they'll have a kind of a heads up.
Right.
It's one of those apprehension alleviation things that I mentioned a minute ago. They'll have a heads up. Hey, the pastor is working through a series on the end times right
yeah.
now, or
yeah.
pastor's working through, you know, something on, you know, First Timothy. So mm-hmm. it's just one of those little things that should, especially if you're going to have a rotation, like mm-hmm. I do a lot, mm-hmm. I've got three or four things in the loop. It's just one of those things that should usually be up there. Put your sermon artwork up there.
That's good. And we'll finish out with this. There's the space that's up there is a very specific size. You're going to tell me how big it is because you know, because you do this all the time.
There's a lot of debate about the size of it. So
okay.
yeah, there's actually, we could actually almost probably do a whole separate podcast on the size of it.
Oh,
so,
I really don't think we should do
yeah,
that.
But I don't want to get personally attacked by any of the guys in my comms
yeah,
group over the space
fall
of it.
Asleep so, while you talk about pixels. So
yeah, there's a leaning argument towards, I think like 940 by 352
something
pixels,
like that.
For the 2020, because Facebook actually just recently did an update.
Mm-hmm.
And if the funny thing is, if I was to log into the desktop version of my Facebook page and show you what it looked like and then log into yours, you would freak out because you don't have,
I'm already freaking
you
out.
Don't
just,
have,
you're just, You're just freaking
out. You don't have the new Facebook yet. Yeah. Like, I've got the night mode.
It's because I'm old.
I've got the night mode and the the dark mode and the all. And I don't even know how I became eligible for that. I just got a notification one day that said
Batman is on there.
There's
a night mode.
Yeah.
Dark Knight.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's the night view thing.
I did not
or whatever,
know that there's a dark mode.
It's the thing that Twitter went to. You know, Twitter went to dark view. So.
Oh, I love the dark view. Anything I can do on my phone, everything.
Yeah, so. It's the app dark view.
I'm in. All right, sign me up.
Yeah.
All right, but here's what I want to say to everybody. Don't just put a picture up there and assume it's going to fit.
Yes. You cannot.
This is what I want Josh to help you understand. If you put a picture up there with a whole bunch of people and it's from their neck down.
Right.
And you've got no atmosphere happening now.
Yeah.
Please figure out how to use Canva, one of the free programs you've talked about before in a previous podcast.
Yeah, Canva or any other thing like Canva. There's several other. Canva is just one in a long list. And I can get you some resources on some user-friendly stuff. And if you'd like, you know, to use something like that, it's really easy to create templates that are the specific size that you need. Because, like you said, if you just put a square photo up there inside of a rectangle, it's not going to work out.
Well, and it looks horrible when you you know, when you're looking at somebody's navel or whatever, that's just not going to help us. So don't want to see that. Church, it's not helping the church atmosphere at all. So,
really?
Bunch of bellies.
Okay.
So, but
probably not.
Yeah. So thanks so much for sharing. And hey, we're going to ask you to look at his blog page. Not just because he's my son and a superb writer. It's called Josh Gibbons Blog, The Adventures in Church Communication, and it will help you. Churches today need to have some social media presence. No matter how small or how new you are to church world, you should get onto that. So, link up to Josh's blog post and look at that. Send us some questions.
Yeah, we'll put all that in the show notes for you.
Yeah. 614, has an email address. It's 614rebuild@gmail.com. You're welcome to write us. You're welcome to send us comments. You can post some comments on iTunes. Hey, we would love for some of you people with iPhones to actually give us a good review in iTunes.
Please do that.
We need some good reviews on iTunes. We have a few. We'd like a few more. And if you're on Stitcher or Spotify or whatever and you want to give us some 5-star ratings, that'd be great too. So we ask you to be blessed this week. We pray for your church that it would be strong in the Lord this week, that you'd be discipling some people and helping them grow in their faith and building up the body of Christ and reaching the lost. So be blessed. We'll check in with you next week.